Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
10 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Nice to have you with us. Right now, though, we move along to our next feature. Now, members of the city's law enforcement are threatening to refuse overtime work during the festive season because of what they claim is mistreatment by the city. Now, law enforcement members affiliated to SAMWU marched to the Civic Centre over the weekend to deliver a memorandum of demands to the city. Archie Hearn, organiser in the SAMWU Cape Metro, chats to us about these demands this morning. Archie, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you all.
Now, just before we get into the crux of this interview, in terms of those law enforcement officials that belong to SAMWU, how many members do you have?
In law enforcement, we could have between 600 to 500 members, 600 to 500 members in the enforcement. There are maybe employees to amount of 1,000.
All right. Now, speak to us in terms of the grievances that your members have with regards to the city.
Yes, we've delivered a memorandum on Saturday to the city with a basket of issues, demands we've made to the city with regard to the abuse of these law enforcement officers, the times they have to work, the overtime they have to commit to and subject themselves to, the fact that they are EPWP employees that have been recruited by the city. We also want the city to amend their task grade scales to a normal recruitment process. So what we are saying to the city is that these enforcement officers you have recruited, the EPWP, we want the city to look at its agenda, amend and make provision and bridging mechanisms to allow these enforcement officers to be absorbed into the structure of the city, the recruitment structure of the city, the organogram. Because what's going to happen now is that these enforcement officers, they only have a 3-year contract, year on year. Now, what the potential of that is that when they go for training, they are fully fledged enforcement officers, they also go for training in terms of the Guns Controls Act. Now, when they are done after this 3 years or year on year, if they don't make it to be fully employed, they will be let loose into society. We are saying that you are creating now a more sophisticated criminal for society and in Cape Town. Although it is needed, the enforcement to protect Cape Town and its citizens, we are saying you need to work on a mechanism and engage us on how to retain these employees. Because once you've trained them and you spend so much money on them, then it wouldn't be fair to let these employees go or be released into the field and cause more devastation than anticipated. So don't lose these employees. Retain them. Work out a structure, work out an organogram to enable the public and society to benefit from these employees.
Sure.
So we want a number of issues that we put in a demand to Cape Town to look at it very critically. We are prepared to sit down with the city and work on a framework how to achieve an objective or a result out of this process. It is not far-fetched. You have employed these employees now, and you ought to employ, recruit 3,000 of them. So the city has now embarked on the process of recruiting this EPWP with the collaboration of provincial government and national government with funding. The city needs to contribute and start working on a budget to see how best they can accommodate these employees in the future.
Sure.
But you can't lose them.
Now, Archie, prior to this weekend and, handing over the memorandum, what has been communication like with the city from SAMWU and its members? Surely, these issues have been raised in the past. And what was the response like from the city?
The city did not want us to embark on protest action on Saturday. They requested that we halt our program. But you gave us no further undertaking to enable us to make that decision. So if you come to us later on and say to us, okay, let's sit down and we let's engage on the matter, we are willing and prepared to look how we can bridge and address this dilemma.
Now, of course, this comes on the back of a few weeks ago when we had the issue with regards to firefighters that were having, you know, similar issues with regards to the city and their overtime as well. But speak to us in terms of, you know, I've seen some comments with regards to misconduct by managers that have been reported on a daily basis. What are we speaking about in terms of this misconduct by the managers?
With regards to the fire issue.
With regards to this current issue that we're speaking about in terms of law enforcement?
Law enforcement, currently, we have no record or we have not been informed by the city of any related misconduct thus far. What the city did inform the staff about is that if they refuse to work overtime over weekends, like Saturday and Sunday, they will be subjected to discipline. We are saying that's improper, it's unfair, because overtime is voluntary, so it's not compulsory, and our members have duly served notice to say they will not be available to perform that service in the festive season if our demands are not met. Now, the impact of that is a lot of the staff are beach constables. They deploy to beaches, and they also have units, like the marine unit, that go and save lives at the beaches. Now, you had an incident over the weekend at Sea Point where the beach constables played a critical role with lifesavers. If our members are not on the beaches during the festive season, there's a huge impact because there'll be a lot of mugging going on, there'll be drownings going on, and the enforcement officers and the beach constables will not avail themselves of overtime. And that's the impact that the citizens may suffer during the course of this period.
All right. Now, going forward, in terms of a response from the city, have you heard from the city? What process will now be followed?
The city has not responded. We've given the city, in terms of our memorandum, 5 days to respond to our issues. We are awaiting their response with bated breath, and we hope and trust they will give us a positive response, and we are open to hear what they have to say in this regard.
All right, Archie, let's leave it at that for this morning. Of course, we have invited the city to come on for comment. However, they said they will respond to media later on this week. But any final comment from yourself this morning?
Our demands aren't far-fetched. They are amenable. They are reasonable. The city can structure and convene a meeting with us, and we can hammer out a process, a bridging mechanism, how to achieve the good results, or how to meet other halfway. We are open for that further engagement.
All right. Archie Hearn, thank you so much for joining us this morning and shedding light on the matter.
Thank you very much.
And that was Samuel Cape Metro organizer Archie Hearn speaking to us.